Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray for you that you receive comforts. Let the word be enough to comfort your hearts. Listen to me. You should be able to read scriptures and anxiety just disappears. For truly, the word is your reality, okay? And that is not a faboo, that's not a cliche. So you read scripture, you get healed. You read scripture, you get encouraged. You read scripture, you get joyful. Read scripture, you get strengthened. You read scripture, your paths get straight. You read scripture, decision making becomes easy. Hallelujah. Say, I'm not without instruction. Say, I'm not in confusion. Amen. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. Oh, glory to God. That's so much. That's actually so much. You should be able to just read the Bible and doubts just disappear. You should be able to read the Bible and confusion just melts away. Amen. Praise God. Not until there's laying on of hands. You should be able to look at the scripture and you are just fine. That's the point. You should be able to look at the Bible and everything just lines up the way it ought to line up. Amen. Praise God. Kelvin, welcome back. I almost killed some people because of you. Thank you for coming. Well done. So again, this weekend is a high point, is a high one. To be candid, I see myself as a man that has labored in vain, especially workers, when you don't understand what you're about to write on Saturday. That is how I see myself. So anytime a pastor tells me that the scores are below 60, and next thing I will ask is that, which subjects? For instance, by the time you are scoring below 60 in offices, I know that there is no future for the church. That we are just joking. I'm very serious. So this is actually because we have built everything on this, on the fact that try and get what I'm trying to say. We have built everything on the fact that on comprehension, okay? Comprehension. We have built everything on comprehension. Yes, it takes time, and that's why we are doing it in bits and bits like this. So, please, from today till Saturday, I don't think it's bad to say, ensure you make your pastor proud. Is it bad to say that? So you may think that is pride, though. Luke 18, that is where we stopped yesterday. So when I saw there is offices, then God's work, God actions. You can't joke with that in advance. We can't joke with that. If we cannot defend the character of God, then we are just joking. If we don't know our call, then we are just joking. And the third one will be coming, which is our Jesus. It's a very vital knowledge that you must get. So fail one in that one. This open fail one is fail all. You start again. You do fail offices, you start again. You fail God's work, God's action, you start again. Amen. Please, I cannot change what I just said. Luke 18, verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So this is what is man, part 4, right? And Jesus said unto him, thank you, Pastor Ezekiel, for that awesome recap. "Why callest thou me good? None is good, save one that is God." This, who knows, which figure of speech is this? I've said it before. Which figure of speech is this? Which figure of speech is sobbing when you are sobbing somebody? Ma? Is it rhetoric? Sarcasm, awesome. Yeah, I learned that from Pastor Nika. Yeah, sarcasm. That's what you are saying there. You just is not saying it's not good, though. That's what he's saying. He just, it's not only people that are, it's not only us that, you know, we learned it from somebody, from Jesus. So he's a good master. What shall I do? I say, why are you calling me good now? Only God is good. That's just sarcastic because, of course, these are very hypocritical people. So see the next question. So he said, thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. Don't forget, what the question is, that what should I do to have what eternal life, right? And 21, he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Wow, what a CV, or from my youth up. Say, it's a CV, awesome, 100%. 22, now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet thou lackest one thing. Sell all thy ass, distribute unto the poor, that thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. 23, want to go? Yes. And when he heard this, he was very thankful. Why? For he was what? Very rich. Amen, amen. So is it the money that did something to him? Or is it the money that, made him sorrowful, or the idea of the money? Yeah. It's the idea the money communicates, okay? Not the money in itself. Are you getting this? Yeah, the idea, the hype, the stuff, you know, the carriage. So that's what we said yesterday. Pastor Zike just repeated that now, that there is an idea, there's a mindset that wealth and its accusation communicates to you, or seeks to communicate to you, that the believer must seek to reject. You must seek to reject. So that means you can be rich, yet you are not pompous. You can be rich, and yet you are not arrogant. You can be rich, yet you are not just bad in everything. You can be rich, and yet you are still accountable. Yet you are still submissive. Yet you are still awesome. Yet you are still good in your family. Praise God. Wealth ought not to be a disadvantage. The earth is a loss, and the fullness thereof. He made it for us all. Are you with me, brethren? Yes, thank you. So, wealth ought not to be a disadvantage to the believer. It ought not to be. And see what Jesus said next. And when Jesus saw this, he was very sorrowful. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, look at your Bible, verse 24. How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Very literal. He's not talking anything figurative, for it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man, okay, to enter into the kingdom of God. A rich man there qualifies a man that trusts in riches. Very literal. Very literal. So let me explain. Some people say the needle here is one needle gate in Jerusalem. Don't mind all those type of that is interpolation. You are just, Jesus is describing something that is impossible. Not hard, it's impossible. Are you with me? Hello, brethren. He's not describing something that is hard. He's telling you an impossibility. Anyone that trusts in riches is impossible for him to know God. That's the point. That's what he's saying. So it's not a matter of whether he will try, that the rich man will struggle to enter. No, it's not about how much he has, it's about anyone. So that means you can be to you. No, riches is also relative to where you are. In your village right now, a rich man can be somebody that has 10,000 under his bed. Where does our mother try to keep money in those days? Remember? Eh? Igbanu? What was that? I didn't get that. Okay, yes, in that one. Yeah, praise God. Yeah, so that is the back account in those days. No, then we usually have kolo, right? Remember the days of kolo? Sorry, what's the English of kolo? He said, you still have kolo? Ah, Jesus. This is year 2020. We have Access Bank, GT Bank. If you check the number of banks right now, you see over 30 of them, more than that, in Nigeria. No. So, wealth is actually relative, okay? Yeah. So, that means trusting riches may be, to some people, it may be trusting in 10,000. Where to be Gates may be trusting how many billion dollars? It's what I mean now. Is it $30 billion? I've forgotten. That is what? Yeah. It's more than that. I'm sorry. Apologies. Amen. So, but what Jesus is saying is how hardly they that, of course, have riches enter into the kingdom of God. So, of course, and that, I think maybe Matthew account also renders it better. They that trust in riches. I don't know if anybody has that account. They that trust in riches. So 25 says, for it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Talking about the people that trust. They put their trust. It's in the Proverbs that says that the abundance of a rich man at times suffereth him not to sleep. Very bad. What you have, okay? I can take away sleep from your eyes. Very bad. So what Jesus is talking about is what riches does to people. Very literal. And that is why there is this mindset out there that, and that's why I pity pastors that still preach that you come to God for money, all this type of thing. That's why when some people have the money, they leave church. Because, so, okay, now I have it, so why am I coming? John 20:19. So that's why it's bad to serve God for what you can get. No, we serve God for what is found in Christ. That's why we serve God. It's for what is found in Christ, not for what we can get. We serve God for what is found in Christ. We come to church, we pray for what is found in Christ, not primarily or secondarily for what we can get. Maybe that can be tertiary anyway. And don't forget, God is a good Father. He cares for you. John 20:19, the same day at evening, is in the resurrection, please look at your Bible, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had said so, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad, and they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has what sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive you the Holy Ghost. That's the same thing as Acts 1:8. And whosoever, so Acts 1:5-8, yeah. Whosoever sin you remits, they are what remitted unto them. Whosoever you retain, they are what retain unto them. Again, what you are saying in verse 22 is not really like Jesus blowing on them. No, that's not what is happening there. That is an instruction for them to what to receive the Holy Ghost. It's like an instruction towards Pentecost. Okay, so it's now he told them, he gave, say, whosoever since you remit, they are remitted, and everything was just awesome. But see chapter 21, verse 1. See what Peter went ahead and do. After this thing, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon and Thomas called Didymus, look at your Bible please, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and the two other disciples of his disciples. And let's read verse 3. Want to go, guys? Peter said to them, I go a what? Teaching. Amen. They said unto him, we also go with thee. Amen. You can see that both good and bad things just needs a trigger. That means at times, everybody is already thinking about, let's go and fish. Yeah, this just is gone. We don't know what is happening. So, but because somebody had the boldness to go, what happened? I beg, at least if Peter is doing it, who am I not to do it? Amen, amen. So that's why it's always good for you to be a pioneer of good things, okay? Be a pioneer of obedience. Don't gather people in rebellion. Don't be the one that people say, but see this person. Don't be that person. Okay, and we also go with Dio, and they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night, they caught nothing. Well, just not make the fish run away. Verse 4, they just caught nothing, just which is normal at times. Verse 4, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Please pay attention. Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Verse 5, then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Verse 7, therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when St. Peter heard that it was the Lord, he gathered his fisher's clothes and unto him, for he was naked and indeed cast himself into the sea. Follow the story, please. And other disciples came in little ship. They dragged a lot of sheep. Verse 9, as soon as they were come to land, what happened, guys? They saw a fire of coals there and fish laid thereon and bread. Amen, amen. They only went for fish, right? Eh? So, but as in fact, Jesus said, okay, he told them where to get, see our God, he told them where to get the big fishes, cast it there. They got the big fishes. In fact, as they are drawing it there, he didn't wait for the one they are bringing again. Right there, awesome fish. It's a long time since I heard that fish. Awesome fish is waiting for them. And not only fish, you know, they only went for fish, right? Fish are what now? Bread. Ready, roasted. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, that's our God. This is what people actually take for granted. So Jesus said unto them, bring up the fish that you have caught. So okay, come, I'll go bring your own to now. Come and join. So Peter went up and drew the net of land, great fishes, 153, and the net was not broken. Verse 12, Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples just asking, who are you? They just maintain. They know that they have entered. Voila. 13, Jesus then comment and take it bread. No, just oh God. Just like you ask you that, why are you not in church? Pastor, I'm so hungry. Then Pastor should now drive you to the biggest canteen in town. Say order, get a full plate. Say keep eating, yo. And the pastor is looking at you. Hope you know you're in problem. Yeah, something like that. So this is not the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Okay, and again, Jesus did what God will do. He gave them the fish they went to look for. Verse 15, 1, 2, go. Yes, sir. So when they are dying, they ate big pot belly. Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, Jude, son of who? Or Lauren, to be lover, or who else? Julet, son of Janoka, or who else again? Joy, son of Abraham, amen. Grace, son of Mama Wisui, yes. Paras, son of Kletos, amen. Yeah. Lovest thou me more than this. Have you always seen that this has always been the issue? No, this is similar to actually the story of John 6. In John 6, John 6, of course, mirroring Psalm 78, everything they asked for, right, in the wilderness, what did he do, guys? He gave them. No question. He gave them. You want this? You want water? Water came. You want fish? It came. You want meat? You want manna? It came. The question has always been the same all through the ages. Nobody doubt me more. Say more. Say more than. Come on. Come on, be careful. Say more than. Say more than. Okay. And he said, okay, you know I love you. You know my heart. It's not about knowing your heart. It's about your actions. That's what you are saying. From some of you till now, you are still saying, but God knows I'm trying. God knows my heart. That's not what we are saying. It's your actions. Does your action communicate your heart? Some people always love us to judge them based on their heart, their intention. God knows my heart. No, it's not. No, nobody sees that. Even if you see that, your heart will not save anybody. Don't you know? Your heart will not grow up anybody. Imagine I should stay back in the battle. God knows my heart. God knows I want to serve him. God knows. It's not about God knows. It's about what are you doing based on what you think God knows. Amen, amen. Amen. So he said, Jesus, you know I love you. No, it's not about your heart. It's about your actions. Your actions in ministry is actions that we judge. It's not intention. It's not about you. The pastor should know that I'm this, not the way you are. But that is what your action communicates. Amen, amen. Well done. So, please, just write this down. A man can be blessed in life affairs, yet he's not in the will of God. Just write that down. A man can be blessed in life affairs, yet he's not in the will of God. I mean blessed by God, okay? I mean blessed lawfully in life affairs, yet he's not in the will of God. So the will of God is beyond a blessing received. Write that down. The will of God, when I say the definite article, is beyond a blessing received. A better job can never be defined as the will of God for my life. That can never call it. And so, sir, what the thing that we have taught as the will of God in campus is what? It's what? Bamboo, right? The will of God. Hey, yes, serious. So the will of God, once you say the will of God is one and singular, is good, is perfect, and is acceptable. That is salvation and its ministry. Thank you. Salvation and its ministry. That's the will of God. Okay, so a perfect job can never be, a good marriage can never be, a good house can never be. See what I'm saying with the will of God. Hence, in this place, we sing songs like we have one destiny, we have one purpose, we have one passion. That is the will of God. That is who we are. That's what we have, I am chose to org as a church. John 21, number 16. He said unto me again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Well, he said unto me, let me see the action. Feed my sheep. Okay? Stop saying I know. Feed my sheep. He said unto me again the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? That was greed, because he said, Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. Well, he was saying unto me, feed my sheep again. Very, very, I say unto thee, and when you are young, you guide thyself and you walk where. Please, let's see verse 18. Verse 18. Let me see. Let me wait for you. Thank you. Let's read verse 18 again. Want to go? Yes, sir. Very, verily I say unto thee, thou guidest thyself and walkest whither thou woundest. But when thou art so, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall guide you and carry thee whither thou woundest not. That's serious. That means it is. Maturity is in following another in God's will. Write that down. Maturity implies I follow another in God's will, another person. Not so. It is when you always want to do it your way. That is childishness. That is baby. See, when you are young, okay, that's being childish. But maturity now tells about when you go where you don't plan to. When you don't plan to, where you never planned. And of course, this is talking about sacrifice we made in ministry. So he was actually reproving him for everything thus far. That guy, right now, you are old, you should be mature. You should not go again to where I met you, fish, where I met you at fish. It's when you are young, you are permitted to do that. But right now, you have been given responsibility over people, then you are accountable. And we expect better things from you. So, go to John 6, verse 30. So things like answered prayers, testimony, they can all be very tricky. All these things are the default of God. These are the things that God will do for you, whether you serve him or not. These are the things that God will do for you. Answered prayers, testimony, time, praise God, hallelujah. So I did this and God helped me. I got a brand new car, I did this, and I got a six-digit job, whatever you call it. Oh, praise God for me. Amen, amen. Well, don't be deceived. Those are things you give God the glory for. They are called the default of God. But there is far more to why we seek God than these things, okay? There is far more to why we seek God than these things. Far more. Say far more. Come on, say far more. Far more. Yeah, there are far more to why we seek God than these things. Okay, John 6, verse 30. John 6, verse 30 right now. They said unto him, they said therefore unto him, why, when what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou walk? Our fathers, John 6:31 now, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then let's read verse 32 and 33. Slowly, want to go. Yes, sir. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but what my father giveth you, the true bread from heaven. Verse 33, yes, for the bread of God is he. Coming down from heaven and give it life unto the world. So please write this down. This has been explained. Good things of life right now are not part of what we can call the eternal plan of God. Okay? So the good things of life right now, they are not part of what we can call the eternal plan of God. Eternal. See that word? Eternal, eternal, eternal. Because see what he's saying. Say, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. That means, okay, of course, Moses gave you the bread. We give God the glory for that, but that is not from heaven. So heaven there stands for God's will. I've explained that before. Heaven there, it stands for God's will. So good things of life right now, they are not part of what we can call the eternal plan of God. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, when we are talking about the will of God, understanding confines us to the gospel. Write that down. So when we are talking about the will of God, understanding confines our mind to the gospel of Christ. Understanding. That means understanding. Understanding. Understanding will now confine you that the eternal will of God is the gospel of Christ. Okay? Understanding will make you see that way, that the will of God is the gospel of Christ. So when I open my Bible, there are things I search out for. Everybody, please just pray in tongues a bit. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Let me pray for you. Come. In the name of Jesus. Last Let your body be blessed. Let your mind be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Let your mind be blessed by the power of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm a wrong man. Amen, amen. Okay, that should be Luke 24 now. I said we are talking about the will of God, understanding confines us to what? To the gospel, okay? Yes, Luke 24, verse 43. Luke 24, 43. And he did it before them. 44 now. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be what fulfilled, which was spoken in the law of Moses and in the what? Prophet and in the Psalm. Concerning you guys, concerning me. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. That means, if I cannot see these writings as concerning him, I have not understood the scriptures. Okay? So he said, this thing written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, in the Psalm, concerning me. That is concerning the gospel. The gospel. Very sad the way people go to the gospel and they are looking for a lot of things. I mean, go to the Old Testament and they are looking for all manner. See verse 46. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it be of Christ to what? Suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. 47 is part of it. 46, you can call 46 salvation. 47 is ministry, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So these are the things that the Bible is focused on. Please ensure you write that down. These things are what the Bible is focused on. This is what Bible is focused on. Are you with me? Thank you. So, now, the Bible's focus, just write down this word, is not in how to make you. The Bible's focus is not in how to make you get what God already provided with the creation of the earth. Please. With the creation of the earth. The Bible's focus is not in how to make you get what God already provided in the or with the creation of the earth. That's not the Bible's focus, okay? But what he made available in the new creation, that's what we must get. But what he made available in Christ, that means in the new creation, in Christ. That's the focus of the Bible. That's the focus. That's the perimeter. That's the reason. That's the intent of the Bible. Okay? Things made available in the new creation. Now, what we just saw in Luke 24, which is the conclusion of the old book, why not let's see the beginning of the book? Luke chapter 1. Luke 1. Come on. Open. Luke 1. Luke 1. For as much as many have taken, verse 1, in order, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they deliver them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitness of the ministers of the word. Now, let's read verse 3. It seems good to me also, having a perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. Verse 4. That thou mayest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Now, of course, when I check who Theophilus is, it looks like the appellation usually given to a Roman governor. It's like some people also call him a magistrate. Some people say he's a governor, but it's like an appellation given to a government official. But see that verse 1, for as much as many, that means Luke was not the only person, have taken in hand, that's labor already, to set forth in order, wow, a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Eyewitness account is very key. We'll get to that later. So Luke will be writing to a government ruler, and he was not discussing about the peaceful reign of Solomon, or how David was always victorious. But every Christology, say, guy, what I want to write to you about is what is believed among us. Every Christology. He was not using the Old Testament to see, yeah, now you're a government official. This is how they will be taking care of your people. This is how, that is where John the Baptist, nobody sent him what he went to do. I mean, when he was reproving Herod for, nobody sent him. See somebody that is writing to a government official. See what is Christology. Say, my guy, repentance and remission of sin must be preached to a president, to a governor, to an head of state. See Acts 1. Every Christology, verse 1. Same Luke wrote Acts. See, so that means he's writing this to the same man. Acts 1, verse 1. Come on, help me. Let's read together. One, two, go, yes. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in the which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he has chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the what? Kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, saith he, you have heard of me. Let's read verse 5. One to go, guys. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days. Amen, amen. Yeah. So, how many chapters do we have in Luke? 24 chapters. How many chapters do you have in Acts? 20 what? 28 chapters. Just to convince how many person? One soul. One soul. 24 for 28. 52 chapters. Just to talk to one person. Hope you know if there is no typewriter then. Amen. I didn't think the barrel is as smooth as we have today. Yeah, ink. I know you are around then. You use it. Ashamed of this. Just for one man. So go back to John 20. So no amount of labor is too much, okay, for someone willing to hear you. Rather than ensure you put that somewhere. Is that your plan? Always remember, when you have stubborn people as disciples, no amount of labor is too much for someone willing to hear you. John 20, verse 30. John 20, 30. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Let's read verse 31. Come on. But these are written that you might what? Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing in him, you might have life through his name. 1 John 5:13. 1 John 5:13, be first. That means even the miracles and the everything that was recorded is to an intent, so that you might believe, you might have life, you might have life. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen, amen. So clearly, scriptures are not written to meet the daily needs of man. Write that down. Scriptures are not written to meet the daily needs of man. God gave you a brain and a fruitful heart to sort that out. Ensure your neighbor writes that. Kevin, shout, I am blessed. Shout, I am blessed. That's not shout. Shout, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Your mouth like Anna's. Check your neighbor. Ensure your neighbor writes that down. Check. Scriptures are not written to meet the daily needs of man. God gave you a brain and a fruitful heart. E-A-R-T-H, right? To sort that out. That is why it was, do you know it's only Israel that had the Bible before Christ came, right? Other nations, are they not eating? Eh? Are they not giving birth? Are they not marrying? Hello? Are they not? They are. They were. They're not dying because they didn't have the Bible. So it's ridiculous today, this thing we have today, that you look at the Old Testament, you are just trying to trick everybody into, trick every verse of it into money, wealth. It's bad. We have plenty rulers that they are doing fine, ruling economy perfectly. You think democracy is the best type of government? UAE, what are they practicing? Huh? What do you call it? Is it a Christian or monarchy? Which one? But go to the country. Everybody is taking their money there. They are very godless people. Like I said, God there is last year also, and they wrote. We call ourselves a God nation, or in America they call Christian nation. They do not. I didn't think they have that. They said this year is a year of temperance. It was a big banner in town that the governor, that the king, whatever they call the emirates, said the king said this year is the year of temperance. That's a stark unbeliever that could say, well, everybody, in this year we must tolerate people. And that was the only country that you don't really need visa to go to anywhere. It's just, let me just say it's easy. I don't know how to put it well for you. I'm just saying, these people are ruling well without scriptures. Without scriptures. Yeah, it's only God that can help the situation of Nigeria. Hey, relax. They say, October 1, let's organize a national day of what? Repentance. Let's confess the sin of our fathers. If my people who have called by my name humble themselves and pray. and turn from their wicked way. I just sing, are we here from heaven? You, I know you solo it well. Are we here from heaven? Are we here and heal their land? The land that God wants to heal is their heart, is their heart, is their heart, not soil, not Nigeria, not a map. Amen, amen. Praise God, though. Oh, this, that is not why we have it. That's not why we have this awesome documentation. But hey, no matter how fine your country is, you are damn going to hell without the truth of the scripture. You are a stark hell reading man. In fact, the hell is already in your house. So we must honor the scripture. Like, is it Kenyon that says that it's the only document written for man's redemption? That's how we honor it. It's the only authoritative document for man's redemption. Romans 15, come on, verse 4. I'm beyond halfway already, please. Romans 15, verse 4. So don't forget, God gave you a brain and a fruitful ass to sort your days out. No problem. So don't look at it. Don't always think that it's because I don't know Bible. That's why I'm not successful. No. No, no, no. Okay, Romans 15, verse 4. Please help me. Romans 15, 4. Yes, sir. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Patience and comfort of the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 10 now. Now this is one I will really explain and will be done. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1. Patience and comfort of the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Talking about the children of Israel. Okay, with many of them was God not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things, let's read verse 6 slowly, please. Now these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also what lusted. Now let that be idolaters, as let me read, as some of them, as it's written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Imagine eat and drink, play, idolatry. Can you see that? Can you see that, guys? Eat, drink, play, idolatry. If you have read that, anyway, that is when that bad Paul story in the Old Testament. Verse 8, neither let us commit fornication. Some of them committed and fell in one day 20 and 3,000. Neither let us tempt Christ. And some of them tempted and were destroyed of serpent. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for what, guys? For what? Examples. Let's read the latter part. They are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends. Verse 12, loud and clear, once you go, guys. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand take heed, lest he fall. Take heed, lest he fall. Fall into what? Don't be reading this and now you are thinking of hello. See verse 13. There hath no temptation taking you, but that such which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Did I explain this in Gospel of God's Action? I know what I've explained, brethren. Okay, and you are writing exam on it this Saturday. Verse 14. Wherefore, let's read yes. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from what? Flee from what? Now, what is wherefore? Based on all this, right? Based on all this, what I want you to take from all this is you flee from idolatry. I speak to as to wise men, judge ye what I say. So right now, remember he was talking from chapter 5. Chapter 5 was where a man took his father's wife. Chapter 6 was when people are carrying themselves to court. Chapter 7 was where people, virgin, marriage, everything. Chapter 8 was when somebody is eating, was eating in Ogunlakaye, Oshimole, in one shrine. And they say, nothing they have. Father, okay, come and join me. Where are you now? I'm in a beer parlor. What are you doing there? I just finished sharing the word. So I want to share the word. I want to share the rest. So that is which chapter is that? In chapter 8. In chapter 9 is when they are saying, Paul, you are a zero man. He was not pointing his right. Say we suffer, just for your sake. Chapter 10 now is this. Chapter 11, that is when they will come to for love. He say, amen, amen. Somebody carry big words. The big words. Pounded, yeah, amen, amen. Praise God. Vivian, God bless you. Big something. And somebody like Eric, they will not give him food. They won't give him food. In chapter 14, they are scattering everywhere with tongues. Somebody is a pastor, come and preach. No. Maniatos, tipipi, tim, 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 to. You just want to show that my tongues and your tongue is not the same level. Me, tipito, pipi. You understand stuff like that. So, he says, my dearly beloved brethren, flee from idolatry. That means when you read all these stories in the Old Testament, you can pick a lesson from it. You pick a lesson. It's not saying you will be destroyed like they destroyed, but hey, there's actually destruction. But the destruction will be amidst the brethren. It will be, you will destroy what you are trying to build when you are gratifying your flesh more than the common good. Sorry, I've said a lot. Find a way of writing it. Copy and paste what is in my heart. Amen, amen. Praise God. Come on, praise God. Yeah, let me be fast. So, the story was written to warn believers against idolatry, not to teach you how to kill your enemies. The stories are written not to teach you how to multiply money. No, not to teach you how to get what you want out of life. These are not things we look to the Bible for. Somebody said there's a scripture for every situation. Have you heard that before? That every situation you are passing through, there is a word for you. I will reply. I say, yes, it's true. There's a word for you. The word is Philippians 4:6. Be careful for what? Nothing. But in everything we thought, prayer, supplication, and we thought, thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God. What is the answer of God? Default answer. The peace of God. The answer of God is not that God will, that your bidding will be done. The answer will follow you. Peace of God will just keep your heart. Amen, amen. That means you ask for money, God first give you peace. Listen, that's key. Anything you ask for, if you truly pray to God, the first answer you receive from God is what? It's what, guys? Peace, not worry, not anxiety. Peace, not that girl there. Peace. Nobody is receiving from God. That's what I'm saying. The first answer, if it's God that is providing, the first thing he will give you is peace. That's the proof that you have prayed. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. That's scripture. So go to chapter 10, verse 23 again. Same 1 Corinthians 10, 23. Don't fall for those things. If you are suffering, there's a scripture for that. If you are doing it, there's another scripture for that. That is sad. Scriptures are touching salvation through faith in Christ and its ministry. Stephanie, borders closed, bracket open, bracket closed. Simple. That's all. Sorry, 1 Corinthians 10, 23. Oh, let's do this as fast as we can. 10, 23 now. Let's read 23 to 24 without stopping. 1, 2, go. Yes, sirs. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. So that's what you learn from all those things he was saying. Don't seek your own. Don't seek to just please yourself. That is the root of sin. That is the root of rebellion, when you are seeking your own. And like I was saying, in the Old Testament, when they did that, they were destroyed. In the New Testament, when you do that, you destroy the brethren. You destroy the unity of the brethren. Like 1 Corinthians 11, we now said, have you not houses where to eat and drink? Or do you despise the saints of God and you shame them that does not have that? Have not. Remember that? Come on, God, am I too fast? I'm not too fast now. Do you remember that? That's what he was saying. So flee from idolatry. This is it. Let every man seek not his own, but the general good. General good. It must not always be about you. Please. So, this is why we have the Old Testament to warn us against seeking things in the name of God. Very key. To warn us against seeking things in the name of God. When all you ever want is your will, not our. Well, all you ever want is your way, not our way. When it is you more than we, more than the common good. Very, very sad thing. Some people just think church is a social media thing. I must say my mind. Even if your mind will destroy the whole town, I must say my mind. Renew your mind, I beg. Amen, amen. So, as we read, like from Sunday right now, we now go back to Genesis and see some things. So as we read the story, I'll just give you one of such example today. So as we read the stories of the men in the Old Testament, two things you will learn. Right, please write that down. As we read the stories of the men in the Old Testament, you will learn two things, two clear things you will learn. You see and you learn. Two very clear things. Number one, you will learn to see salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Number two, as you read the stories of men in the Old Testament, two things you will learn. Number one, you will learn to see salvation through faith in Christ. Secondly, you will see good Christian character. Not how to make wealth, but how to be sane-minded, irrespective of wealth. Not how to get, but how to give. Sane-minded, sane, S-A-N-E, irrespective of wealth. Not how to get, but how to give. How to give. Genesis chapter 13. I'm closing. So when some people only go to everything looking for money, looking for how to prosper you, there are things that God wants you to see in those stories. So when we read the Old Testament, what are two things we are going to see? Number one, yes, sir. Salvation through faith in Christ. Secondly, what? Good Christian what? Character. The good Christian character. We see it from there too. Amen, amen. Okay, so I said Genesis chapter what? 13, right? Okay, Bramaka, sorry, let me help us. Verse 5. Just keep it slowly. Verse 5. And Lot also, please, everybody, be here. And Lot also went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And let's read verse 7, yes. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdsmen of what? Lord's cattle, and the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt then in the land. Hallelujah. So if it is the world's business principle today, imagine, no, Abraham, he brought Lot. Abraham was the initiator of the journey. So if it's the world today, what will happen? Show him that we are not mates. Show him that he met me on this world. Show him that Nami get here before him. Show him who is your guy. Show him I'll be in this church before him. Abi? show him that I am the highest goal scorer in the highest in the defense assembly exam, have you? Whatever. Show him. Show him. But verse 8. What did we see? And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we are brethren. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the point. So when people only see Abraham's blessings are mine, they don't see Abraham's contentment. This is what God wanted to see in Abraham. Not his money. Two things, his faith, which Hebrews 11 spoke about. Secondly, good Christian character. What Bible talks about is how to manage wealth, how to live your life free of greed, not how to acquire it. Not how to acquire it either by miracle or by work, but how to what? How to live free of greed. How to keep a sane mind. How to behave correctly, irrespective of money. That is what you have in the Bible. Abraham's wealth was not, it's not from above. It's not. Maybe we'll see that again on Sunday. Are you with me, brethren? So, see verse 9. It's not the whole land before thee. Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Huh? Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. See others before me. That's Christianity. That's what you learn. So I honor the saints. I let go my right. Damn, I show myself faithful till the end. That's the why. That's the point. There's a why. That I may show myself. See, chapter verse 10. See what Lot did. And Lot did later his eyes. Ah! Port Harcourt. Ah, sir! I saw that there is ministry in Port Harcourt. Behold, all the plain of Judah, it was well watered. Wow, what a Baeza. Yeah. Before the Lord. Before the Lord, Joshua and Gomorrah. Even as the guardian of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. No? Verse 11. Then Lord shows him all the plain of Judah. Then and Lord journeyed east, and they separated the one from the other. Let's read verse 12. And Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan. And Lord dwell in the cities of the plain and pitch his tent towards Sodom. This is the question. Why was Abraham able to do this? Because he remembered, I am on a journey in God. Hebrews 11, come on. That should be the last scripture. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 8. By faith, let me read 8 and 9. You read verse 10 for me. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and he went out, not looking whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with them of the same promise. Verse 10, 1-2-go. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So because he had a focus. Because of that, he was saying, okay, guy, let there be peace. I am going somewhere. He had a focus. He said, guys, no, this should not separate us. There's a greater cause at stake. There's a greater thing at stake. So let there be peace. Peace at all costs. So that we might show ourselves faithful to the end. So that is why at times you have to swallow some ugly things. Just swallow. Without blanking off the person you are. Amen, amen. So ministry is not where we come to claim our rights. Okay? No. Ministry is where we come to submit it. It's not where we come to claim is where we come to submit. That's ministry. Some people, common food like this, they will flare off. Ah, why? Like food is their reason for living. Common food. 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 You see, thank God, we have a very sane church. We have seen things in our campus fellowship, everything. We strive for unnecessary reason. Is she the only fine girl in our fellowship? Why are the brothers going to her? Unnecessary strife. I'm serious. I'm very serious. Very factual. Why are the brothers going to her? Is she the only fine girl? What about me? I carry two now. Unnecessary. This is not where you come to claim. It's not where you come to prove. It's not. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Pastor, I've been enduring, but this one is too much. I am tired. But Jesus is tired of you. Maybe Jesus, as he was carrying that cross, he just got to a place.
Dropped it in also. Or as he was on the cross, he only gave one a pa. One yourself. They give him 33 strokes, right? But 12, but I beg Gary Kilo Day. Amen, amen. See, that's our example. Yeah, that's why he says, thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, the reproach of them that reproach you, it fell on me. Yeah, yeah. That's our God. That's our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we are not here to prove our rights, but we are here to show ourselves faithful, okay? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
May I not have ministers that cannot house people? May I not? May I not have ministers that cannot sacrifice their convenience to house people, to house a believer? May I not have such? In the name of Jesus. May I not have ministers that cannot carry people with their car? May I not? What are we hyping? What are we glorying?
Me, my family, my this. Pa!
I'm not a minister.
I'm very selfish. You don't know the fundamental thing about ministry, which is service. You don't know. Let me point. Like counter many of you, I have to put a phone call to.
Just come. Just come. Just come.
Leave that pressure. Just come. And because of that, you are getting better and you are better today. So you stand center, you now say, no.
You learn. Money does not define, possession does not define you. My soup is finished every 3 days. Hey, what? It's not soup. It's not soup. Even if it didn't finish, won't it spoil? Okay, all the soup you have eaten alone in campus. When you are in campus, how many of you were squatting in school? Let me see, you are squatters.
Me, I squatted for 3 years. And see, now this is why all of you don't know how to service. You are your only landlord. My room in Fra Poliado was like, cut this place, cut that place. This side. We have two bunks. So in the bunk, we have two people on top bunk, two people on the bottom bunk, two there. Making how many? Eight. That's the normal occupants. Now have two people on the floor. The other side, another two. Making how many?
12.
So when somebody is trying to wee at night, you have to cross your leg. Bah. So you have to sleep diagonally. Somebody will put his head there. The other person will sleep. I'll be using his leg to knock your head in. Yeah. The dream. If you have such chronicles, you will value people. When a believer just needs a place to stay, you will value it.
What are we hyping?
Let there not be no strife between us. Praise God.
So, like, this is a call to, shall I call it modesty?
Abraham said, let there be no strife, that we might maintain our focus. Simple.
So don't show yourself, okay?
Don't show yourself. So you can write down this word. Your duty is to serve. Your duty is to love. Your duty is to endure. Your duty is to forgive. Your duty is to forget. Don't come back. No, come back. Actually, see how you use my thing. You are ranting. Relax. Relax. Let there be no strife. This is how my mother does it. We are not. Is your mother the author of scripture? Is scripture your family thing? Pastor Nika says something. He said something. He said, I can get it and give. He said something. He said, we'll not say this, repeat it twice, but he said, a minister of the gospel cannot be staying alone. Just say that and get quiet. Something was biting you. Oh God. When you are planning, plan for more than yourself. Some of you are planning your salary. What do you plan? You are taking 30K. Indomie, 6,000. Indomie, 6,000. Data, 4K. 10 is gone, right? Transport to work, 10K. New shoe, 4K. I'm trying to sort out the rest. offering. Leave your offering. Which one is offering? Do you pay offering too? Awesome. Every month. Put down 3,000. Hey, now. No, Asara is only 30K. Oh, dude, you will not see wife. Oh, listen, you are. I'm telling you, you won't see wife. Oh, don't blame me. Don't blame me. You won't see wife. Oh, listen, you are saying. Now I'm just saying 3K. You are saying 1K. You won't see. Be careful. Oh. All these things will be against you. So you don't have people in mind at all. No people. No, just you, me. Change from today. In the name of Jesus. If that is how we all think, this church will not exist. It will not exist. It will not. Money is a reason to serve, not a reason to prove you're right. Is that clear? Change. You should be happy to take care of another believer. I beg of you. You should be pleased. I count it a privilege. That's me. I count it a privilege. The privilege, not the right. Just like Pastor Nika said, there's a woman that is complaining. All these pastors, they don't give. They're just collecting the offering, We have people who does not have house. We have people who does not have car. Pastor Nika said, wow, awesome. Nice one. This is your house. How many bedroom is it? And it's 5 bedroom. How many people staying there? Only me. Why? So we just disdain others. And one day, they will die. It's others that will come and carry you from that same house. They will drag you out. So what's the end? So the car that nobody touched. So let's be sane. Is that clear, guys? Start learning this from right now, that a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. A man's life in Christ consists in service. Is that clear? Yeah, you have people that you are looking forward to trusting God to help. Call them. I'm in Abuja. I'm doing fine. Come and join me. Call them. Bring them. Call them. Don't just plan everything in your life. My life, my way. Some people that you know, they listen to you and they are just struggling. Where they are, call them, bring them close. Sing in the Holy Ghost, thank you. Not my rights, not always my rights.
Alabadadade. Shato lava rastade. Ingelenos. Anesto gavali rata gavala master gavala. Just close your eyes, pray. I bless you with a selfless heart. In the name of Jesus. You are selfless. You are selfless. You are selfless. You are selfless. In the name of Jesus, I bless you with a selfless heart. Selfless heart. Selfless heart. Selfless heart. Selfless heart. Selfless. Selfless heart. Selfless heart. Yandis to gava pratra to stede. Lanios to gava lirandana neva la dada. Yeah, kilos over. Amen. So, that's what we are saying. Like, in the church, this, I need to say this. In the church, don't allow your leader to be afraid of you. Yeah, he should not be afraid of you. Ah, I didn't know what I would do, what she would do if I talk to her. Ah, if I reprove him, I may not see him in church again. So people are just treading around you carefully, carefully. Why? Because you are an idol worshiper. You worship yourself. You worship only your idea. That's the only thing you see. That's the only thing that makes sense to you. Repent of it. Repent of that. Repent of that. Man is to govern me. Repent of that. People should be condemned around you. Because some people, once you are wrong about them, clearing, like once you give like a false opinion, I thought you should be a pastor. I think you're supposed to know everything by the Spirit. And then I shouted at him over what he never did. Maybe somebody, that's the last day he will be in church. Not a reason to be wrong. But in church, is where we submit our rights. Again, like I said yesterday, these are things we do in the place we collect money. But for church, is it not the house of God? Are we not all the house of God? You're not serious. No, you're not the house of God. The pulpit is the house of God. Sarcasm anyway. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So is the message clear? Is it clear? Say money does not define me. Say money is an opportunity to serve others. Say the more I get, the more I'm willing to serve. Say when resources increase, this is my simple heart. This is my humble heart. I will always keep. Know that I should now see one job that they are paying her like two M per month. You know, you have come to church. Yeah, it should not be high like this. She should be walking like this. God, now come with two entourage. She cannot sit in front again. You know, say, oh, Pastor, this place is hot. I understand that the AC. So it goes beside the divine right there. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, this is my pen. It ain't working. Hallelujah. Of course. Ananias to get running in Kapala. Come words, come anything. You throw away the shoe. Of course, in your official engagement, you talk, pa, pa, pa. You get to church, take the shoe, keep it in one corner. Badra! Mama, mama! That's it. You throw away the pride. I told you a while ago, church is a place we behave properly, deliberately. More than that we do outside. It's not hypocrisy, it's value, it's honor. Deliberately. You just wrap your head. You roll the sleeve. My care. Oh, Pastor, I ought to have come to church, but there's a stain on my shirt. Hey, there's a stain on my shirt. No, it's a piece, right? A stain. There's a stain somewhere there. So I've got to quickly get up and change. And change. Bogo, born again at all. Ah, Pastor, I was on the way to church and I just sweated and a lion destroyed my makeup. A lion. Just go to hell, okay? Hallelujah. Be on your peace. Just sing the Holy Ghost. Sound valley, run, na, 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 na. Sound valley, so bad, yeah, brother, daddy. Hello, my tata. Lama, la, 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 Okay, Labratosa. Greed is not Christianity. Greed does not own my heart. 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 I'm not caged by greed. I'm not caged by greed. I'm not caged by covetousness. I'm not caged by greed. I'm willing to sell. Mana, 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 so I honor the same. I let go my right. Damn, I show myself. Let's sing together. I honor the saint, yeah. I honor the saint. Can't it all, na, na. Let go my right, yeah, I might show myself, let's go to the end. Oh, I honor the same, I let go, let go, let go, let go.
I let go my
right, yeah, I might show myself, let's go
to the end.
I am not the same. Patolanto, let go, Mara. I let it go, I let it go. I show so that I can show myself. I am not the same.
I am not the same.
Let go, I let go, Mara. I show myself faithful till the end. One more time, I honor the same thing. I honor the same. Yeah, I let go my right. It's not about me, it's about us.
I show myself
faithful till the end. Singing the Holy Ghost over there. Singing the Holy Ghost. Abila Rada. It's not about me, it's about us. Late balama senta malaronda malamala moza balabala 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 stake videos. Imala malana sepati sopata. Imbrachete late malamala moza palamande.
The reason we are convenient is to seek to help others. It's to seek to help others. It's a seek to help others. It's a seek to help others. Hallelujah. So see that story. Guy said, what will I do? My bands is increased. I will pull down my band. I will build another. I will now say to myself, there was no thought of his neighbor. No thought of God. So, when you are convenient, it's a calling on you to bring others up. It's a calling on you. It's a calling. Resources is God's call to help somebody. Is that clear, guys? It's God's call. It's not to say, now I have reached there. What is the next height? No, I have reached there. Who is the person I've been able to help? Now I have this standard savings. I have this minimum account. But now, who is the next person to help? Especially for the cause of the gospel.
I honor the same.
I let go my right.
am not the same. I 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 show myself faithful till the end.